From Gillette Stadium, it's Illack and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. On 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Knows
what
you eat pumpkin pie like sticks in your throat.
No, I never noticed
it's got that consistency. Last thing you want to do is eat pumpkin pie and go caroling. You just ate all that pie, and now you want to walk around and sing out in the cold. It sounds like no plan for me. I pass on that.
Is that Jim laughing or is that Hardy laughing? I'm having a hard time.
No, that's
a good,
me. It's
it's classic. It's a good classic here, though. It's Bread to Leave, rocking around a Christmas tree.
He'll eat pumpkin pie and he'll go caroling, but not one after the other.
I would not go caroling.
All right. So either way, you're not going caroling. So
these morons.
They're also not much of a pumpkin
these
pie.
These morons that get dressed up like they're pilgrims and they go caroling with all their garb and like sweaters and pipes. And
why do they
hats.
Dress up as pilgrims?
I don't know. Whatever. The carolers. They always have like the long robes or the cloaks on. I don't know.
Have you ever seen anybody caroling before? I can't recall.
No,
yes,
never.
We used to have it, man. You guys, Hardy, did you ever have anybody come around your neighborhood caroling?
I don't think so. If it was, it was like kids making a half-assed attempt at it, but not for real. No.
Oh, okay. Like if you like these small towns back in Pennsylvania, they'd get like their organized church choirs.
Yeah, church choirs.
They would go out and be like real carolers. Like, that was a thing. That doesn't happen.
I think that you see it at, like, the shopping malls right before Christmas.
I don't want that stage
like that.
Crap.
Right? I mean, that's not, like,
put
going,
your pointy elf ears
you know, around the neighborhood caroling.
Right.
I don't think that's been a real thing in a very long time.
You ring the doorbell. Hello, we're here to spread some cheer. Really? Like, you got a beer? Give me a beer and get out of here.
Yeah.
Cheer. Oh, here's what I'll do. I'll stand here with my wife. Hey, kids, come on down. Honey, leave the door open and let all the heat leave the house and let all the cold air in as we observe the Christmas season and all the nice carolers that have rung their doorbell.
I like the scene in Funny Farm when Chevy Chase invites everybody in for coffee and pumpkin pie afterward.
Thank you. Didn't he have to pay them, too?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody got $50 for demonstrating for making a demonstration of real home, like small town.
Yeah.
Sensibilities in the presence of a prospective buyer.
Did Yellow Dog come back by then, the one that burnt his tail?
Yes, Yellow Dog was back by then. I think he got like hit on the head with a shovel at some point.
What was the name of that squirrel that inspired her? It was Nutsy, right? Who was the old man?
Andy. The squirrel's name was Andy. She named it.
Oh my God, that's right. Who did they find the bones in the backyard and they had to pay for the egg, to have him exhumed?
Claude Musselman.
Claude Musselman, and then he had to play for Claude Musselman. Here's the bill for Claude Musselman's funeral.
Right.
Yeah. Remember, he had the glass already. He had to put the throw the penny in a cup to pretend that he was calling on a rotary phone.
Sheriff's office, please. I know the sound of a penny being dropped in a jelly jar, Mr. Farmer.
You're sick.
Claude Musselman.
I mean, I can
sick.
Recall things. That's, his recollection of no, movies is Claude, unbelievable.
That's a problem.
It is a problem. Yeah. What are we going to do?
I was just going to tell you that there's the possibility
of
the Patriots winning out and not getting the number one seed.
Okay. Now, the only way that this could happen would be if the Houston Texans would capture the number one seed.
Yep. That's the only way.
Right.
That would mean.
Because one of those teams out west, even if they have identical records, one's a wild card and one's a division winner. Okay.
Now,
are you shaking your head at
if
now?
You said to me, if you told me, right, hey, the Chiefs are going to drop two games the rest of the way, you're going to win out, and you're still not going to be the number one seed, I'd say, how? How is that possible? It is possible if the Patriots, Chargers, and Texans all finish at 13-3 and the Chiefs finish at 12-4.
So the key there is the Chiefs have to have the four losses.
Yes.
Okay. So they would be a wild card.
And that would mean.
That'd be a bitch of a wild
one,
card.
1-2-3 would be Texans, Patriots, Chargers. With one of those Chiefs losses coming to the Chargers, correct?
Yeah, it would have to for the Chargers to win out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Obviously. Wow.
Yep. Because that would mean the Chargers went out too.
So you would probably.
It would be it would be Pittsburgh and Kansas City as the wild card game.
Trying to do things here. So it would be Pittsburgh, Kansas City as a wild card game.
Just nuts.
Chargers against the sixth seed.
Chargers.
Ravens maybe?
Would be the sixth seed. So say the Chargers. Hold on. So say the Chargers beat the sixth seed. They're the number three, right? So Chargers are still sitting there at three.
Right.
So you mean the winner of Pittsburgh, Kansas City goes to the Texans because they're the lowest remaining seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Patriots are jamming at the two seed.
Yeah.
If that happens. Because you sit there and you would get L.A. probably.
So in that scenario.
Oh. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Four, that's a bitch of a wild card weekend.
As
four
the two seed,
five.
You get three, four, or
Pittsburgh,
five.
Pittsburgh, KC in Pittsburgh? There's no guarantee KC wins that.
As the one seed, you can only get four, five, or six. As the two seed, you can only get three, four, or five.
You mean to tell me KC or Pittsburgh couldn't go to Texans and beat
But
them
as the two,
weekend?
You would get the higher seed there. So you would get potentially Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh wins their first game, you'd get Pittsburgh, right?
Only if the sixth seed upsets the Chargers.
Oh, right.
The Chargers win, you get the Chargers.
But here's really the question. Would you rather be the two seed if the Texans are the one seed, or would you rather be the one seed and the Chiefs is the two seed?
What I've learned from this exercise, regardless of whatever, who the hell you're putting wherever, I do not fear the Houston Texans. Give them the number one seed.
Zoe is very down on the Texans.
I am double thumbs down because I don't believe in their defense. They still got all the names in that. I still don't think they're big game winners. I mean, I like Deshaun Watson. I don't know if he's ready yet. He had a great year last year until he got hurt. He was going to be player of the year. I don't know. You trust Billy O'Brien in the AFC Championship game against you? Come on. Down there? I'll roll with this team. A lot of familiarity with that team. I've learned that I don't fear the Texans through this whole exercise of whoever's 1, 2, 3, or 4.
You want to go quickly through their 9-game win streak? I just rattle off the
yeah,
teams who they've beaten.
Give me the teams the Texans have beaten.
A couple of games in OT to start.
Go ahead.
Texans in OT. Oh, I mean, the Colts in OT.
Yep.
Cowboys in OT.
Okay.
Bills, Jags, Dolphins, Broncos, Redskins, Titans, Browns.
Can only play the teams that are on your schedule.
Get on my back.
They open the season okay. by losing to the Patriots, Titans, Giants.
And you could say at that time when they beat the Cowboys were a bad team right then. They didn't know what they were. Cowboys were getting their ass kicked weekly.
Mark is in Saugus today. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. I think you guys kind of just delved into it a little bit, but do you view the Chargers as any more like legitimate? Based off kind of what happened to Kansas City.
I view the Chargers as a good team. I do. I like their quarterback. I've been saying this for 4 weeks now. I view the Chargers as a viable opponent, yes.
Phillip Rivers, 0-7 against the Patriots lifetime. 0-7. No, I don't. I don't view the Chargers as a real threat.
Yeah, you don't respect the Chargers? I do.
Never have, never will.
It was a good win for them the other night, being down the way they were after Renegade was played. Oh, mama, I can hear them waving their terrible towels. Hang, man. Oh, yeah. Boy, that did wonders for them in the fourth quarter. They turtled. Stupid song. All the songs Sticks has. Roll with that.
Fred in Derry, New Hampshire has a caroling story for us. Fred?
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm just. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Derry would seem like a caroling type of town.
Yeah,
like
nice community,
nice little stream with the covered wagons and little horse covered bridges.
Horse covered and all that. But actually, this is from New York. When I was in college.
Yeah.
When I was in college a few decades ago, heard a story. A buddy of mine was there. Get a knock on the door, and there's a group of carolers outside, and this hippies, they're all drinking wine. So they say, we're caroling. So they all followed them. They went caroling, ended up partying up on the rooftop. The next morning, they learned that the couple leading this was James Taylor and Carly Simon. So it's an old 70s tale.
That's a great story.
Carly Simon and James Taylor.
They'd sound nice together.
Wasn't there a rumor for a long time that You're So Vain was about
James Taylor, Warren Beatty,
but that turned out not to be true.
Gladly think this song is about you.
Carly Simon
don't
later
you?
Admitted
Won't
it was
you?
About Warren Beatty.
So went to Saratoga, right? I'm there. Naturally, your horse won, right? Maybe it's about Parcells.
Think this song is about you. Don't you?
Tom, why don't you come back with that?
So this is the point of the seeding talk. The Patriots might be in a good spot if they're the number two seed. There is a potential.
Yeah,
because
it's all like, oh my God, they don't have the number two seed.
In the two seed, as long as the Texans are the one seed. And that is why we are calling this very much a getting ahead of ourselves Tuesday.
99 is coming.
Bertrand. Yes, yes, he is.
99 is coming.
617-779-0985. The phone number. We got some open lines. You want to grab one? We'll talk to you next.
Solak and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5. You can hear the podcast of Solak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Owen Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Got a little feedback on the caroling.
This is so Pittsburgh, though. Like, you walk in any park or any, like, Applebee's there, and it's cranking. Like, Dad's sitting there eating dinner. Yeah, steak and onions. Renegade. Hey, Steelers. Get some Iron City beer. Drink for the Steelers. Go ahead. What do you got here on the caroling?
Steelers.
Yeah.
Mark wrote into us that he has a new family tradition. They go caroling every year.
Weirdos.
In a different town in southeastern Mass. Last year, we had over 20 carolers. People mostly love it and join in with us as we go along. Doesn't that just sound nice, though? Like, in theory, it sounds great. I'd be like,
you know what it is?
Nice. I enjoyed that.
Like, if anybody on our show,
now.
If there's anybody that's involved in our show, you, me, Artie, T-Bone, Jim, intern A, B, C, or D, which of those people is going to say, that sounds pretty nice. I think we're going to do that in our little town. It's that guy right there.
Well,
that's the guy that would go caroling.
You think he would do it?
No, I would. If my whole family was going, I'd walk along with
family,
them.
Lauren and all sisters and a family and all your get-togethers.
No.
If they're all going.
They wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Nope.
He knows they wouldn't.
No, your brother wouldn't.
Oh, God, no. How do you bring back caroling, really? How does that become a thing again?
How do you make caroling great again?
How do you do it?
Hashtag make.
I feel like you'd have a hard time getting people to buy in.
It's probably like one person I know that would probably actually.
Here's
do
the thing,
it.
You don't know the words
to what song?
I mean, like Jingle Bells, you would know it until about the fourth verse. You know, Santa Claus is coming to town. Rudolph, can you name all the reindeer right now? Go at the beginning. You know,
Dasher.
It's
Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
70% of your group
Comet,
wouldn't know it.
Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Yeah,
done.
But you understand what I'm saying? People like, not singing, but not singing. If you're going to go, sing, man. Belt that sucker out.
My grandmother used to make us sing, my cousins and I sing Christmas carols, like, before we were able to open our gifts.
There it is.
At Christmas.
There it is. You knew there was something there. You could sense it.
You'd get to, like, the second verse and be like,
Hey,
like the full songs. You need to sing the full songs.
Making you sing for your supper down there in Warwick.
It. What's the Peter Griffin one? Here comes Jesus. Here comes, he's so pissed. Here he comes, something in your palm. Here we go. So, look at that snow. Look at the snow.
Randy's in the car. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to weigh in on the playoff seating. You guys have it. If the Chiefs drop two and the Pats, Chargers, and Texans went out, if the Texans and Pats are tied at 13-3, wouldn't the Pats take the number one with the tiebreaker from week one?
Nope.
They would not, because it's a three-way tie, and it doesn't apply because all three teams haven't played each other.
All right. I thought I was missing something there. No problem. I'll get off the line.
Sort of wacky how that works. That's why I would have never thought that this was possible, because in your mind you're thinking, the Patriots beat the Texans. They don't have to worry about the Texans, but they do. They do have to worry about that. And I'm not even sure that would be a bad thing at the number two seed. Brendan's in the car. Hi, Brendan.
How you doing?
Doing
How
well.
You doing?
Oh, I have a question for you. Among the teams that are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Nope.
Okay. Among the teams that are involved, if the season ended today, the playoff teams today, which teams or team or teams in the league have the best record against the other playoff teams?
I don't know, but we can look that up. We can try and figure that out. Do you have the answer?
I can tell you.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Ah,
help us out.
Trick question here.
As far as most wins, it would be the Rams, who are 5-1.
Okay. Not surprised by that. They had a great year.
As far as best record, percentage-wise, it would be your New England Patriots, who are 4-0.
Yeah.
And the only one they got left is Pittsburgh.
Interesting number.
Is this team better than we give them credit?
I think they might be.
They might be a little bit.
I think they might be because they do things like lose to Tennessee that really make us annoyed.
That was their one hiccup. And they may have not
beat Lions were another hiccup. Well, they had two hiccups.
Some of their losses, they've only got three of them.
Jacksonville was scheduled. That was scheduled loss.
Right, but the Lions loss and the Tennessee loss were putrid losses. Those sucked. And this team hasn't played well on the road. They just haven't.
See, that game in Pittsburgh is going to tell Jim everything. That's what Jim said.
As it should.
I forget what Jim said.
As it should.
Jim,
it's December.
Jim, they go and pound Pittsburgh. You pack it for Atlanta? They win this week. Say they win 20-10 this week, Jim. They go out and they throttle Pittsburgh 45-7.
If they do that, then I think Atlanta's a real possibility, and I'm not currently...
It's amazing what's changed in a month here. It's amazing.
Well, a lot can change in a month in this league.
I know. That's what we're learning here.
Not only that, if you keep playing defense
we got
like
people
you did
covering
on
his
Sunday,
team,
you're in great shape.
We got people here, beat writers, and them covering his team, picking the Vikings this past weekend. I'll blame you for picking them. That's a good team. It's a tough spot. And now they're writing glowing articles where a week ago was the beginning of the end, and it's all breaking up. That's what changes in a week.
I will say this.
Bad loss by a bad, like a Pittsburgh loss also helps catapult that. You know what I mean?
I heard a lot of, the Vikings really aren't that good. A lot of teams we've heard that about this year. When they come in here and then like, and then everyone's like, oh, they're not that
good. All of a sudden they're not that good. They have one more loss than you did. They came in with four losses. You had three. And you forget early in the year, Buffalo went into their building and beat them.
You beat good quarterbacks. That's the encouraging thing. You've beaten good quarterbacks.
You've already beaten Mahomes, Cousins, Rodgers, Watson. Well, you say, well, Watson still beat him. Who else am I missing?
No, those are the good Mahomes, ones. Those are the best ones.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah. I mean, Trubisky,
all playoff kids.
Trubisky's not that good.
But that's an 8-3 team.
Yeah.
9-3 team.
8-4, yeah.
8-4, whatever it is. That's right, they lost.
Everybody, look at the snow in the yard.
See, that's what I. If I had an organized caroling group, I wouldn't want any of them fringe people.
Murph is in Weymouth. Murph.
Hey guys, I think I can solve the caroling issue.
Sure.
You're gonna get three guys together: Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, and the late Celtics player Don Nelson. Imagine them singing together at your front step. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
Keep going. Come on, Murph.
That's all I know, guys. You're going to have to get the other guys up there to sing it.
He ran out of lyrics. It's okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What was worse? That or the Brady five-ring caller for Stadium?
Oh, I don't know.
I love that.
I want to hear that again.
I love my 76-year-old fans and callers. I love them. I love them to death. We got some pretty good takeaways today. Hey, I know.
That guy called you because
he knows
the kind of yank you got around here. The kind of sway.
I imagine this.
Got a lot of pull here inside these walls at Gillette Stadium.
Imagine this. I'm trying to think. I couldn't pick three more different people.
It's about the cadence and the delivery is what he's talking about. Chris is in Plainville. Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, the linebackers this year, quickly. So what your take on the little guy, 52 there? What's his name?
Yeah, Landon Roberts.
Freight train. You know something? I watched him on tape a couple times. He pulls with the guards. He watches the guards pull and everything. He completely loses sight of the flipping running backs. He's following the guards everywhere, and the running backs go in the opposite direction. He gets by the freaking pulling guard, and all of a sudden the running back's like gone in a completely different direction. Here's
when that guard vacates that area, whatever the defensive call is, his main responsibility is probably to fill that hole. So if he sees that guard go, he's shooting that gap.
Running back goes in a different direction?
Doesn't matter. That's the problem. That's the problem that that's what Jamie Collins didn't understand. Jamie Collins running around like a chicken in his head cut off trying to get outside, and all of a sudden he cut back, and he could be responsible for a cutback in that hole. You see what I'm saying?
But it's a single back.
I understand it's a single back. But when when there's nobody there in the middle, and that guard vacates, he's going right. Leonard Roberts fills, and he condenses that backside. So if that back goes outside and there's containment and he's cutting back, guess who he's running into? 52.
But he's the near side backer on this one, not the far side one.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
But that's his job. As soon as, like, you're sitting there, you read, guy vacates, boom, I go. That's responsibility. He's more. Okay. Now, to your bigger point, though.
He's losing sight of the back altogether.
To your bigger point, though, he's not a cover guy. He's a missile. You point him and you go. He's a directional player. Right, left, straight.
And I like Hightower seems to be improving a little bit. So,
oh my
God. You guys have a great weekend.
I'm glad you brought up Hightower. Hightower read the screen pass the other night. Like, I've never seen anything like it. They tried to run one of those double pump things where you fake one way and you leak the back out the other way. Hightower read a key. And while Cousins is backing up, getting ready to pump it to the left, Hightower already took off to his left to go out and wait for the back because he knew he was curling back around to do the double screen to the backside and killed it, crushed it. That's studying. That's just film coaching. They were so well coached up and ready to go Sunday that I think they're starting to sense this is go time. It's a big spot for them Sunday night. So, what do you got there? More Carol calls?
Famous athlete caroling. Do the Cowboys have a chance? A couple of Patriots calls. I'll do this Duffy and Gardner. If we can get a famous Boston athlete caroling, go ahead, Duffy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call. Probably about 15, maybe 17 years ago, there was a famous athlete on the Patriots who used to go around caroling. It was right around those time, a little bit after. But the problem was he wasn't very good in football. It was Mike Sarge Riley. Sucks.
It's too bad. I thought that was a real story. I was excited to hear who it was. Like, wait, there was an athlete who liked to carol?
Was it that USO tour? Was it the USO tour?
It's got to be on YouTube somewhere.
You sure it wasn't like the ships, like the Bob Hope Christmas special? They go like overseas?
Athletes caroling. Just do a Google on that.
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody out there who's done it over the years.
I want to know what he said to the call screener there. Which athlete did he say?
Right.
That put him through, that got him through to the call for you to take it on.
Who is it, Brian today?
Tom?
I think he didn't even ask him. I think he just wanted the suspense. I think he wanted to find out with the rest of us.
All right. Well, it's unfortunate.
So he's lazy today.
Unfortunate that it's not real.
Remember that on the write-up?
The write-up. I forgot about that. He doesn't have the 10-page report, though, right? That's
TJ. Tomorrow.
TJ,
we have to fill out his sheet
tomorrow. Where's that weirdo go to school?
Curry.
Is that the captain? All right. We got the captain in today.
We do. We'll get more of your calls coming up right after this. Here
aye, aye.
Hardy.
Ahoy.
Sports Hub headlines.
Ahoy. All right. Bruins playing tonight. They take on the Panthers. 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame right here on the Bruins Radio Network. Judd Sirott, Bob Beers on the call, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Some news out of Seattle today, as they will have the 32nd team in the NHL. The Board of Governors unanimously approving the new franchise in Seattle to begin playing in the 21-22 season. Urban Meyer retiring as Ohio State's head coach right after the Rose Bowl. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will take over as the head coach of the Buckeyes starting on January 2nd. Patriots getting ready for their visit to the Miami Dolphins on Sunday afternoon. And some Major League Lacrosse news today. Boston Cannons and City of Quincy announced an official partnership. Veterans Memorial Stadium will be the new home of the Cannons starting next year. Headlines are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. Think you know sports? Bet on it. Details at sportsbetri.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are live from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trouble will be out of sight. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now,
no problem. Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that may last.
All right, I call bullcrap on this James Taylor caroling story.
Why is that?
Have yourself a...
If I'm standing on some doorstep and I hear that right next to me, Christmas. I turn and I look, I'm like, holy crap, you're James Taylor.
May your heart be
oh my God, you're Carole King.
Carole King was not in that story, though. It's Carly Simon.
Carly Simon, shoot, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you don't miss this voice.
Well, what if they were in a group of people that, you know, in the 70s that voice they were, weren't as well known?
Now, what he did, it's like, say, hippies and wine and that. Yeah. He's a hippie. Right? That's Murray. Murray would know.
When did James Taylor sort of...
get weird?
No, have like his huge break. All his hits. When did the hits start for him? That's what I want to know.
Had to be late.
Early 70s.
Oh, I was going to go late 70s.
Yeah, no, early 70s.
I mean, Angels in the Outfield, that was the capper.
Carole King, yeah, 1970. Fire and Rain, 1970. So he probably he had that long hippie hair then, though.
Yeah. Kevin, I coughed up.
I'm all out, I think.
Well, you're sucking them like crazy over there.
I brought five with me today.
Yeah, good.
Or six. I gave you one.
I got a couple in here, I think.
In the meantime,
I feel
Kevin,
like we need that on hold music while I was doing that.
Kevin in Worcester. Kevin.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about how well the coaching was last game and getting the scheme. Definitely been the best all year was last game, and I definitely think they're figuring out their identity still. Flow on defense, you know, the new coaches on offense. Oh, yeah. So, and also, Beetle, how did you get a worse seat than those kids? I want to know that. You need to restructure your contract, dude.
Wait, what?
Worse seat what than those kids?
At the Vikings game. In the booth.
Oh, in the booth?
Oh, my kid's
at that. Oh, that's not a real seat.
He's pinned in the corner.
Because he's 7 years old. You barely have a nine-year-old. Barely have enough room for a nine-year-old there.
See what he's doing during the interception? He went and got his, like, fifth sandwich?
No. He had more than five. I think he maybe had, like, seven sandwiches.
He was
crushing sandwiches.
Is he bigger than
Sosa
now?
Oh, God, yeah.
No, he's not.
He's as tall as him.
He's got to be pretty close.
No, Bob's 5'4". Brody's 5'2".
Bob's 5'4"?
I think so.
Really? Yeah. No, he's not that short.
I'm taller than Bob, and I'm 5'7". I don't know if I'm 3 inches taller, but I'm taller.
He's like 5'6", then.
Tall.
There's no way he's 5'4". He's not that small.
No, he's lying. He always had 3 inches. I remember we were getting measured at the combine. I remember putting quarters in my shoes just to jack you up a little bit. Get the measurement.
What was I going to say? I forget. Oh, Brody, crushing sandwiches. It was hilarious.
He's not a chowder guy. Not
it
chowder
was really guy. Funny. He kept going right back out there. Craig getting on the sandwich. I'm like, how many sandwiches?
He loves it. He's like, man, this is free.
He's
like, yeah, this isn't lunch, man.
A little human eating sandwich after sandwich. It was impressive, is what it was.
He's a man, though. You know, he's like, wow, Dad, they blew my mind. They didn't take Jason McCourty and put him on Diggs. They put him on Thielen. I'm like, yeah, we talked about that on the way, and I'm driving in the next day. He goes, I thought they were going to do that with help over the top. Well, I almost cried. This is great. It's great. Coverage talk with the 9-year-old.
Glenn is in Vermont. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, guys. I heard you talking earlier about, you know, the different teams we beat with great quarterbacks, but we also forgot to mention we beat Andrew Luck, who's having probably, you know, one of the best years he's had.
Thank you.
In the
Another
league.
One.
Very yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that was the one we were missing. But anyways, guys, great show.
I thought Thanks. We were missing one more. Thank you for that. Jim, I can't believe you missed that. As good as Luck has been.
I don't think Andrew Luck had really turned it around yet. He was still sort of on the way back.
That was the verge. He's thrown eight straight. He's had eight straight three touchdown passing games where he's thrown at least three touchdowns in eight straight.
Yeah, the Patriots were one of them, right?
Yeah.
They scored those touchdowns.
Yeah, they scored
them at the end.
Eric Ebron. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He had very little to throw to in that game.
Yeah.
Very little. They didn't even have a full roster, right? They were short
no.
and active
Chester
player.
Chester Rogers had eight catches.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't have nine. He had eight, which didn't help you at all. Ryan is in New Hampshire. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Jim, first of all,
hey.
Super awesome job, man. I'm super hyped up. James Taylor, woo! Yeah. All right, next. So with Josh McDaniels headed out probably and Bill retiring in the next few years, Mr. Zolak, would you potentially throw your hat in the ring for a coordinator or head coach position?
No.
That's T-Bone. You got the name wrong, and now he's going to kill you with James Taylor music. That's what you get for that.
T-Bone.
He's not going to shut it off now.
Tom get invited to a Christmas party?
What Christmas party?
The top company Christmas party.
I think so. I don't know why.
I don't know. I thought that was discussed yesterday. T-Bone, you get invited?
I think so.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
You're going?
Yeah, next Friday.
T-Bone?
Yeah.
T-Bone's going.
Now, if the invitation said holiday party, would you not go?
No. Be offended.
Are we sure that it doesn't say holiday party? No, it definitely says Christmas party.
Looking love at this it. Company. I'd love this
definitely
company.
Definitely says Christmas
you,
party.
The Beasley's come in for that. That'd be nice.
They're not calling it a holiday party. They're calling it Christmas
Call it
party.
What they want when you own a company. My company, my party.
Okay.
I'm filing a company and I'm throwing a Hawaiian luau party. I'm calling it a luau. You know what I mean? I'm going to throw a Christmas party and be treated. I'm going to call it a Christmas party. Call it any party you want.
Does anyone not use the word luau because they're afraid of offending someone?
Today?
Zoe's on some sort of kick today where he's very upset with, I don't know, people being politically correct or something?
Yeah, now Zoe's
he's
the
on
one
of those kicks today. Where
ironically,
just,
now Zoe's the one who's easily offended.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be offended back. That's all. Like, you come in today and you hear, like, one of your best favorite Christmas songs is not going to be played in one city. By the way, it's on Dean Martin's Christmas album, that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Okay.
Okay. So.
And therefore, it makes it a Christmas song?
Then I heard something out of New Jersey where he said a first grade teacher said something to some kids. Substitute teachers in trouble. What's wrong with this world?
Tried to ruin the magic of Christmas.
Trying to ruin the magic and the awe and wonderment of Christmas.
Not going to tell you what that person said to
right.
the kids, but...
there might be a kid in the car.
I think you might be able to figure that out for yourself.
I don't know what Francis would do with these type of people.
Don't know. Certainly wouldn't be coming back tomorrow, I can tell you that. Today's takeaways are next, and it includes a suggestion to not only the Patriots, but to Scott Zolak to get the ball rolling.
This is the most realistic thing that
I've...
You know, they do take suggestions here. They do. Like, hey, how can we better the game day experience for you? Here's our suggestion box. Here's our email, patriots.com. Suggestions. Did you have a nice game? Did you enjoy your time? Was there any issues? How could we make the game day experience better for you?
Well, you'll hear that. One of our callers today gave Zoe a little something to pass along. We'll find out if Zoe plans on doing that. Coming up next.
Zoe and the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's sweet.
Okay, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Wake Up 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. A couple today, a couple interesting calls, some comments. But first, let's go to our man, Hardy.
We're going to start with Billy Jaffe's greeting, which I've heard him do this before. I don't know. It's kind of a thing he's been doing, a little vocal inflection when he says hello to begin the segment with this today.
I inflect my voice.
Yeah.
So why don't you say that again?
No.
I inflect my voice.
There you go. But here's
I inflect my voice.
There here's Jaffe saying hello to begin his time with us today.
Hi, Beetle. How are you?
Okay, so yeah, it's a little weird.
You know what that reminds me of?
Exactly.
Yeah. Give me that again.
Hold on. I want to see if Zoe's thinking the same thing that Tom and I are thinking.
Hi, Beetle. How are you?
Yeah, that's
Hardy. You ordered exactly nachos. You want some nachos?
One of our callers from New Hampshire.
Hi, Bertrand.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Beetle.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Hi, Hardy.
Hi, Bertrand.
That's Lorraine from New Hampshire.
Who in our building does Lorraine?
Jamie.
Jamie's got it down pat.
If she's listening, she should come in here and do it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, she's with Maz out in the hallway.
No, Maz sitting right here.
Oh, nice.
Prepping for the old 2-6 show. All right, so there was also a time when Jaffe was trying to think of something, or I don't know what was going on. Maybe just a mental hiccup here, but
Without practice on Friday, unless he comes back and skates, maybe Saturday. I think that's just me. I don't know anything, but that's just my guess that maybe Saturday could be a nice return.
Billy Jaffe and Essie with us here on
I apologize. It was Beetle who was taking some time to think.
No, that's me.
No.
That's me.
Oh, what? Was it your turn to ask the question?
I was reading an email.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I look over and I'm
let's
like,
count that. Let's count that off, email. Boys. Here
could
we go.
Maybe Saturday could be a nice return.
One, two, three, four.
Billy Jaffe and Essie with us. About five. That's solid five.
Billy Jaffe and Essie with us. 617.
I didn't give a number there. Just resetting who it was.
And look, I don't know if you guys have anything else for today.
Nope.
But honestly, I think we need to do this.
What?
I think we need to listen to Jim Gray and Brady one more time.
I just want the sand part because I want my quarterback back.
It's about facing your fear more than anything. And, I'm afraid of what this means for Brady, what Jim Gray is doing with some of this stuff. But
I don't know, Hardy. You don't want to beat a dead horse. I mean, sometimes you beat that dead horse, you just beat that thing right into the ground. It's an overkill.
Let's listen to it again and just see if we feel better about it the second time around.
Tom, a stunning revelation on Instagram this afternoon. You have retired.
For about 5 seconds. It was pretty fun to do, but definitely not in my short-term plans or my long-term plans at this point. I love playing. It's great for us to win yesterday. 9-3 was a pretty good place, but the last quarter of the season is when it all counts, and we head to Miami, which has historically been a pretty tough place to play, and we're looking for a division championship if we win.
You know, you listen to it in its entirety. It's not all that bad.
I did take something out of that, actually.
Which is what?
He goes, a little joke there. I'm kidding around, but it says, retirement is something that's not in my short-term plans or long-term plans. It's the second time in 2 weeks he's referred about next year, off-season, and continuing and moving on. I mean, that just slid in there again. Yeah. Second time in 2 weeks.
Good catch.
Long-term. Good stuff, Artie.
Well,
I really don't want to hear the sand one. I don't because,
Well, he talked about the retirement a little bit.
I know you were doing it in jest, but what was the reaction that was drawn from just that post?
Okay, I don't.
Jim, pull up the post and read the reply.
I don't feel better about
it. Tom, can you pull up your time post around. And read it? Yeah.
What's the problem about the running in sands, though?
Yeah, well, he must not have been much of a rushing quarterback either then. But just a yard at a time, I'm fine with that. But hopefully we're at our best when I'm getting the ball out of my hands and into the hands of guys who can actually do something with it. And I got a lot of those guys, Gronk, Julian, James White, Josh Gordon, Dorsett. Oh, I mean, I got a big group that I can get it to, and they're much more dangerous with the ball in their hands than I am.
Somebody missing in this?
Yeah, I thought he was going to say Hogan, but he went to the guy who hasn't played in like 2 months.
This 1,000-yard thing is like the Brady bread. It's getting to like the Brady birthday crap where we all got to sing happy birthday to him, and fans yell, and they sign cards.
I think the only one that's not taking it seriously is Brady.
Yeah.
And by the way,
there wasn't a beat writer that, hey, they came in. I came in the room late. Did you have to ask the 1,000-yard question? I'm like,
what is the 1,000-yard question?
What is it? What? That it's taken 19 years to get there and how cool that is? Like, you're going to sit here for 8.5 hours at Gillette Stadium and you're going to lead a press conference about a 1,000-yard rusher in his career?
This is the one that I was really looking for.
Do your job, man.
God. I was there that day you were running in the sand, and it took almost as long as it did to get to 1,000 yards.
Think about how creepy that is.
I was there. Stedman was there. We were all there, Tom.
Like this dude, when he's not into it, he's got his own time and his family time, and he goes to a select private beach because he doesn't like to deal with people. But one of the few people you allow to be there is Jim Gray, probably in a suit to watch you run in the sand.
You and Alex were like Rocky and Apollo running on the beach, and I was like Adrian, standing
Alex
there watching.
Tom, can I hold the bungee cord one time when you're on the leash?
You didn't get to the caller.
We'll get it tomorrow.
With the idea. We'll save it for tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's such a good idea, we could advance
we'll
this.
Play it again.
Yeah.
Play it again. Felger Mavs are coming up next. Greg Bedard on this Tuesday will be with them. So stay tuned for that. We're back tomorrow at 10. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.